Well, today marks Anzac Day, an unusual one. To mark the day, we asked Radio National's Mike Ladd to choose a poem to read, and he's picked one by Clive James, My Father Before Me. Here's Mike now.
The late Clive James's father, Albert James, was a soldier in World War II. He was captured at the fall of Singapore and sent to Japan as a prisoner of war. He survived the war and he was being flown home when the plane hit a typhoon and crashed and Albert James was killed. Clive was 6 years old at the time and he said he was there when his mother received the news. And Clive said he never got over the look on his mother's face. His poem, My Father Before Me, is about visiting his father's grave many years later at the Saiwan War Cemetery in Hong Kong. At noon, no shadow. I'm on my knees once more before your number and your name. The usual heat, the usual fretful bees, fitfully busy as last time I came. Here you have lain since 1945, when you, at half the age that I am now, were taken from the world of the alive, were taken out of time. You should see how this hillside, since I visited it first, has stayed the same. Nothing has happened here. They trim the sloping lawn and slake its thirst. Regular wreaths may fade and reappear, but these are details. High on either side, waves of apartment blocks roll in so far and no further, forbidden to collide, by laws that keep the green field where you are, along with all these others, sacrosanct. For once the future is denied fresh ground, for that much, if no more, let God be thanked. You can't see me or even hear the sound of my voice, though it comes out like the cry you heard from me before you sailed away. Your wife, my mother, took her turn to die not long ago. I don't know what to say, except those many years she longed for you are over now at last, and now she wears the same robes of forgetfulness you do. When dreams cease, so do the nightmares. I know you would be angry if I said I too crave peace. Besides, it's not quite so. Despair will ebb when I leave you for dead once more. Once more, as I get up to go, I look up to the sky, down to the sea, and hope to see them while I still draw breath, the way you saw your photograph of me the very day you flew to meet your death. Back at the gate, I turn to face the hill, your headstone lost again amongst the rest. I have no time to waste, much less to kill. My life is yours, my curse, to be so blessed.
And that is Mike Ladd, poet and presenter there with My Father Before Me. Thank you very much indeed, Mike.